You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Here is the toll-free number, 1-866-405-8405. On the other end, Dr. Debbie and dog father Joey Villani answering your pet-related questions. And don't forget, you can ask your questions from the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's a free download. Thanks to those folks over at Drs. Foster's and Smith. Now this hour, in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to photographer Sam Troll. And she photographs mostly wildlife, but she's done a book called Sloth Love. And if you love sloths like I love sloths, they are just the cutest little guys, girls, critters. And she's put a whole book together featuring the sloth. I wish this is one of those moments. I wish it was television. I could hold up this picture here and you could just drool over it.
Fall in love.
Yes. It is very cute. So she's on the way. We will have giveaways of the book coming up in just a few minutes. Also, we have a guy who has a brand new GPS Wi-Fi pet tracker, and we'll find out what he's doing. And I think he has giveaways for us. Is that correct?
I believe so.
And one of the brand new features that I really love here on Animal Radio is Listomania with Robert Simrow. Always a great list. This week, he's going to talk about the five pets that are illegal to own. I'm thinking in California, you can't have a ferret. Ferrets are illegal in California and New York.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But yet you can go to the Petco or any pet store and get ferret food and ferret accessories, which is...
go figure.
A little strange to me. But I don't know if ferret's on his list. We'll find out with the five pets that are illegal to own in a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Let's go to the phones for Dr. Debbie right now. 1-866-405-8405. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from Torrance, California.
Los Angeles area. What's going on? I have Dr. Debbie right here.
I have a 13-year-old Chihuahua named Daisy, and she is beginning to have gum problems. Mm-hmm. And I had non-anesthetic cleaning done for her in the last 2 years as she's getting older, being concerned, you know, about putting her under anesthetic. But her gums, she's had extractions previously, too, when she was younger because her teeth had problems. But now her breath is getting really strong.
Okay, just calm down, doctor. Just calm down. She's all red right now. As soon as you said...
And I wanted to know, you know, what is a home remedy that is good to really maintain her gums? She has a little bit of bleeding. If I clean it regularly... I used a little bit of peroxide and water, but someone told me about the salt water rinse with some baking soda.
Okay. I'm going to have to back up because, hell yeah, he saw me kind of popping my top over here. as far as with non-anesthetic dental cleanings, all I can say is this is one of the biggest hoaxes that people think they're doing some good for their pets, and they are not. If a non-anesthetic dental cleaning is done, basically you get a better feel that, wow, I've done something for my dog because there's tartar that's chipped off the teeth.
Yes.
But the reality is that does nothing for the true dental disease, which lies under the gum line, which is where periodontal disease really brews.
Oh.
So when you talk about odor and you talk about bleeding gums, those are hallmark signs of periodontal disease. So I never recommend people to do awake dental cleanings. In many cases, if these are done at grooming parlors or pet events, they're done by non-licensed personnel. So it's kind of the equivalent of going to your hairdresser and asking her to do an eye lift for you or doing Botox. And truly, in my eyes, this is jeopardizing the safety of a lot of pets because you are missing out on those opportunities to really intervene and do some good to try to turn around that dental status there.
Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts on an older pet being under anesthetic?
You know, it really depends on the individual. I'm a very cautious practitioner, I can tell you that. But when I have an older pet and we have advanced dental disease, I look at the pet as a whole. So I look to see are there other ongoing problems, other health problems going on that might pose an extra risk. But if we just have an old dog with bad teeth, that is not a reason why I will not do a dental cleaning. And I've done dental cleanings, extractions on pets that have horrendous mouths because people are afraid to address that when we have an older pet.
Really?
That fear, that fear alone is just jeopardizing your pet's safety because we're ignoring that bacterial film, all those negative products that are through the blood system affecting
other
organs.
And she's swallowing it. Oh, like she's swallowing all the bacteria every day.
Swallowing, but it goes through the blood system. And we know dogs with dental disease can also have heart murmurs, heart disease, because that bacteria travels to the heart, can cause kidney problems, liver problems, all sorts of things. I could go on and on. But kind of going back to your question, you know, if I had your pet here and I was examining them, if all we found was dental disease and an old baby, I would consider it, especially if we've got a lot going on in that mouth. And there are many dogs that once we address a really nasty rotten mouth, deal with that, extract the rotten teeth, get them on antibiotics, get things healed up, and many times they'll feel better. You'll notice they have more pep in their step, and then we have an overall healthier pet. So there is some value to that. Now, some of the things you asked about what you can do at home, the number one thing that pet owners can do to maintain your pet's health is brush their teeth. That is the best thing because that exercises the gums, and it also helps to dislodge the bacteria and the plaque products at the gum line. Now, if you got a lot of gunk in there already and there's bleeding gums, oh, my God, don't do that because that's already an ouchy, painful condition, and we need to intervene. Then once those teeth get cleaned, you can get on a real good regimen at home. And I usually don't recommend things like salt. It can cause vomiting when they ingest enough of it. There's so many other better products that we can use that are safe. I could tell you, the oldest dog that I did a dental cleaning on was 19 years old.
Oh, well, that gives me a little more reassurance.
Thank you so much for your call, and give your little Daisy a good pat.
1-866-405-8405.
Hi, this is Joy Behar on Animal Radio. Please spay and neuter your pets.